May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 471. 471. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Hymn number 471. Our reading from God's holy word is from the book of Genesis, chapter 44. Genesis, chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, Wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. And he said, Now also let it be according unto your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes, and laded every man his ass, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there. And they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that ye have done? Watch ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also, with whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidst unto thy servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou saidst unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up unto thy servant my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go again, and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant my father said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me 2 sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up with the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servants shall bring down the grey hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame of my father for ever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word to our souls, and now help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord help us, teach us to pray. O thou most holy, 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 holy Lord God Almighty. Lord, we would come on this thy day with a humble reverence. Lord, we will come blessedly drawn to that throne of grace, to a blood-sprinkled mercy seat. And Lord, we would humbly plead thy word, there I will meet with thee. Lord, we are coming to a king. We would those large petitions with us bring. And Lord, as we come up once more this morning, Lord, we are humbled in the very dust. What hath God wrought? It is through thy mercies we are found once more, gathered in this place where prayer is wont to be made, with our dear friends here. Lord, we not truly say the Lord is good. We come to a faithful God. And Lord, as we come, it also so reminds us that we have a body of sin and death. Lord, we have added over that past year, that year now gone into eternity, we've added sin to sin. It sins against light and knowledge. It sins against thy holy name. It sins immense as is the sea. But oh, the dear hymn writer ended with a plea, with a prayer. Lord, oh, hide me, Gethsemane. Lord, as we come, we think of that in thy word, that goat sent into the land of forgetfulness, the hands placed on it. Lord, are our sins, Lord, found washed in the blood of the Lamb, never to be found again. Lord, the great mountain, and Lord, thou knowest how each one comes in this morning. Lord, thou knowest how each one groans. Thou knowest each burden. And Lord, thou knowest where there is no burden, no desire, even for a desire. Oh, do help us then to come in confession. Spread the matter before the Lord. Tell it to Jesus. But Lord, we would pray also for those that may hear online. Lord, did we not prove those years ago? Lord, in the front room in Tunbridge Wells, that we listen to. Oh, Lord, may that same blessed Spirit come down. May there be a touch in the room. Lord, may there be a very present help. Our dear brother, in his deep afflictions, oh, may thy healing mercies blessedly flow. Maybe here a little, there a little. But Lord, Lord, we pray for that. We think of our dear mother in the hospital also. Oh, these brought low. Lord, on this thy day, could there be a touch? Lord, thou didst come to such a wretch as I. And Lord, thou canst come to others also. Thou knowest each of those others also this day. And Lord, those within thy house, Lord, that cry out, remember me. O my God, concerning this also, Lord, all their need, Lord, send none empty away. Take, Lord, this sinner out of sight. Could there be seen by faith? No man save Jesus only. Lord, then thy day will be blessed. Even one soul, Lord, is blessed. The blessing of God that maketh rich. Oh, do Bless then and encourage and strengthen in souls. We bear thee, dear children, before thee. Lord, we give thanks, children in thy house. But as they are brought in, Lord, each one is a precious, never-dying soul. Thou that didst put thy hands upon thee, dear children, and bless them. Suffer the little children to come unto me. O Lord, thou knowest the evil day and generation. Lord, at times we tremble for them. But O may dear younger ones, as they grow up in years, know that it is this same Jesus. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, thou art the same. Lord, we know changing scenes of time, but blessed be thy holy name, thou art the same. And oh, that dear parents, that this dear church, dear people, may bear precious souls before thee. And oh, that they may be kept, delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. In the home, in those places of education, Lord, and as life's pathway stretches before, Lord, do watch over them. And Lord, make thyself precious to them. May they know, Lord, those spots, those places of prayer, to cast the burden upon the Lord and know thy sustaining, know help from above. Lay that help then on one that is mighty and still mighty to save, mighty to hear. Lord, oh, do encourage them. And Lord, thou knowest all, each dear family. And Lord, younger ones and older ones, and the burdens that they bear. Those things, Lord, that they cannot, as it were, leave at the door of thy house. Lord, oh, to undertake for them. In all that life's pathway brings, in all that it means. For he knoweth the way that I take. Lord, what a mercy is this. But oh, Lord, dear Job goes on. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Lord, oh, that they may blessedly know him. Hear prayer then each, that bear the burden and heat of the day. They may be younger, they may be older, all laid upon each one. And when they know not what to do, may their eyes be lifted up. Lord, may there be, but our eyes are up on thee. Lord, Lord, do hear the poor cries then. And Lord, those that know the increasing burdens, Lord, the loneliness, the afflictions, the faculties failing, Lord, of old age, and some may be younger. Oh, be very gracious. Lord, we join in with that hymn, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. But Lord, could we also pray, prepare them, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thou knowest those perhaps long in the way. They long for a visit. Lord, they are faint, but oh, may they be this day blessedly pursuing, that there may be a token for good, some token of thy special love, that they may know that they are safe in those everlasting arms, and that they are love and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, it's ours to plead, but it's thine, blessed Spirit of truth, to rend the heavens and come down and seal it to souls. Oh, remember them then, Lord, and oh, remember this, dear church and people. We do give thanks. What hath God wrought? But oh, do keep them. Build still on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Go out into the highways, hedges, Lord, within this house of prayer, about this house of prayer. Compel them to come in, that thy house may be filled. Lord, in much mercy, hear our poor cries then. I will work. Who shall let it, hinder it, stop it? Lord, do help our dear brother on much is laid at the desk at this time. Undertake for him. And Lord, undertake, oh, and hear the cries in the room. Thou canst restore the other brother to his place, if it be thy most holy will. And Lord, that they may know still, Lord, that thou art a prayer, hearing prayer, answering God, and it is that all things might work together for good. And Lord, thou art able to raise up others also. Oh, this time of the year, bookings, engagements, in the pathway, in the churches, so many vacancies. And Lord, so many souls. Lord, oh, we would humbly pray. The Lord of a harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Raise up those, Lord, to labor at the desk. Raise up mothers in Israel to labor for precious never-dying souls, to travail for souls, to bring forth. Lord, in much mercy, hear prayer. My dear servant, we hope, Lord, for the first time at home this morning. Oh, do keep him and help him, that oh, that it may prove it is the Lord. It is the Lord. To thy honour, glory, praise. Oh, for a one in Christ then. It may be so here. But Lord, where are any that come in routinely? Lord, a habit as it were. Oh, do thou work. Could it be the set time, Lord? Maybe here a little, there a little. It may be with power, Lord, from on high. Lord, in a moment, twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Lord, we do pray then that thou would, in mercy, hear our poor cries. And Lord, we would bear before thee our poor sinful land. Lord, we're of it. We've not got a single stone to cast at any other. Thou hast raised up, Lord, those, another parliament, Oh, could there be some brought to it, brought to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord? Hezekiah was, Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, these solemn responsibilities. Hear prayer then, our throne, in our parliament, and those in authority, in whatever way it may be. Preserve to us those right things in accordance with thy word and our statute book. Oh, could there be a turning back, Lord, of that so contrary, Lord, to thy great and holy name. Preserve to us then our great mercies, Lord, our forefathers died for. Lord, hear prayer abroad in the earth. Lord, so many, Lord, they meet in fear of those shells, fear of that violence. Oh, we do pray, preserve them, keep them, and oh, that they may see a returning yet to those days of peace, as the wicked plot, they may be brought to nothing. Help now, as we would turn to thy word. Lord, it's thy word. Could there be a leading into the truth as it is in Jesus? Could there be an opening up of it? A feeding of the sheep and the lambs? Thy will done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, that certainly I will be with thee. We humbly plead it, begging thou wash, cleanse all. Do be precious in our worship this day, Lord. For Jesus Christ's sake we humbly plead it. Amen.
Hymn number 87, the first part. 87, part 1. With David's Lord and ours, a covenant once was made, whose bonds are firm and sure, whose glories ne'er shall fade. Signed by the sacred three in one, in mutual love, ere time began. Hymn number 87, the first part.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 44, and three words found in verse 20. Verse 20 of Genesis chapter 44. The words are in the middle of the verse. A little one. The whole verse reads, these are the words of Judah, spoken in Joseph's ear. O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears. And so verse 20. And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him, a little one. I thought I had a word to try to bring before you, but then at home, this word suddenly, as we say, dropped in, laid upon my spirit. Didn't know where it was found in the Word of God. Knew there was that word concerning that little place that Lot fled to, but I'd not know these words, a little one, found in the midst of these chapters concerning Joseph. Hello, you dear children. As you are taught, as those accounts read to you, no doubt amongst them, the story of Joseph. What a remarkable story it is. And my mind went to a dear old servant of Christ preaching to us at home many years ago when I was young. And he was speaking of the wonder working of God. And he put his hands together like that. And he said, how the things of God are knit together in such small, as we say, things, little things. What's the hymn writer say? Chance and fortune I defy. So, and you dear younger one, there is a God in heaven that still blessedly works and leads on. Those eternal purposes will ripen fast. As dear Cowper, the bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. So it was with dear Joseph, Benjamin, the brethren. How the Lord ordered it all for good. How those dreams
when he was very young, but a lad, were fulfilled in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way. How? With the Lord, 1,000 years are as one day. So, we may view the impossibilities, but is anything too hard for the Lord? To at times stand, as it were, be lifted above his precious word of truth and wonder at it. And those days, you dear children, you dear younger ones, are not dead and finished. Those things that you read in his word, those things that happened thousands of years ago, those things may be on the bookshelf. The centuries pass in that rich history of the wonder-working God in our land. They are not dead, they are not finished. It's Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Now, how humbly the Lord brought down these brethren that so purposed. Now we'll see what becomes of his dreams. Sold into Egypt. Father deceived. But the good hand of God. Blessed be his holy name. Now Judah. They stand accused. And oh, he's brought so humbly in this. Now, how different from how they treated Joseph those years before. Judah is very hard, bound up, as it were, with the case of his younger brother Benjamin. Humbly entreats for him. Can't bear now to return with more bad news to his father. What a humbling. And oh, you that come in, and there may be this morning some great thing, giant, mountain in the way. Maybe someone the Lord can bring humbly down to the very dust. Mark it well. Don't just skim over his word. Oh, search it prayerfully. Read it carefully. The purposes of heaven. Blessed be his holy name. And as he, Judah, humbly pleads it, there's an old man. There's a child of his old age. There's a little one. His beloved Rachel, of course, died bearing Benjamin. And as far as they all knew, Joseph is not. Certainly, as far as Jacob
new. But oh, a little one. What a mercy. Firstly, if there is a little one in your heart, what an encouragement for a little one they are prayed over. Their case is pleaded before a throne, before one above that can blessedly turn the feet to Zion's hill, turn to that way of praise and thanksgiving, humbly, blessedly plead that cause. But a little one, how do we come in this morning? Do we feel to be a little one in the sight of Almighty God? I, who am but dust and ashes, taking it upon me to speak unto thee. Dear Abraham, the Lord brought him those spots and places humbly from the very dust. Oh, to plead his holy name, to plead his power, to plead his mercy. If there were those righteous found in those sinful cities of the plain, and oh, what wrestling prayer coming right down in those numbers. Yes, if there were 10 found there, the Lord would spare the 10's sake, those little ones. They are precious in his sight, you know. Blessed be his holy name. The Lord Jesus speaks of it in one place. Not the Heavenly Father's will that one of his little ones should perish. The Lord Jesus uses that expression translated in our Bible, in the Gospels. Little children. And he speaks of it, except ye become as a little child, ye shall in no wise inherit the kingdom. Are we reduced right down in the very dust? This great God, this almighty God of heaven and of earth, but oh, in his mercy, and it is a humbling thought, in his mercy looks down to those little ones. They would refuse. Those little ones to be brought to the Lord Jesus. But suffer the little children to come unto me. Put his hands on them and he blessed them. They are precious. And led by the blessed Spirit, dear John, that witnessed these things, again and again in those general epistles of John, my little children, there was that love in Christ Jesus that went out to them, those helpless ones, those younger ones. There was love divine, all love excelling. The Lord Jesus, when dear Peter was humble in the very dust, denied his Lord before a maid, denied his Lord with a solemn emphasis, with oaths and curses. One look broke that big fisherman's heart. But when the Lord appeared beside the Sea of Galilee, when they'd toiled all night and taken nothing, let down your net, that right side of the ship. Now they couldn't gather them. So great was the number of fishes. It is the Lord. Peter girt his fisher's coat about him, plunges into the sea. But he receives a command there, you know. Come and dine. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Simon Bar-Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? See, there's a message for the lambs and for the sheep, for the little ones. You know, that's precious, these little ones. Precious to his sermons, precious to his people, precious to those mothers in Israel. And there is that laid upon one and another to travail for their souls. They may be afar off. But Lord, are they one of thy little ones? If they're his, oh, they'll be travailed over, you know. Quench not the spirit. Pray on. The whole account, these chapters, chapter after chapter, the lot of Joseph, and all that it meant, it was the purposes of Almighty God that not one of them should perish. Jacob had that concern. We read of it in those accounts when he met his brother Esau, couldn't go with him. Why, there were the flocks. They needn't be driven hard, but there were the little ones. Yes. Oh, other sheep I have, them also I must bring. And what solemn warnings the Lord Jesus gave to those that would offend one of these little ones. And you know what an offence it is in Christ Jesus. And how the Lord marks that offence. It's better for him to be millstone hung around his neck, cast into the deep, than that they should offend one of his little ones. And it comes to mind, one in the family generations back. I think she was in her teenage years. Her father, pastor, black boys down in Sussex, and she went to him. There was that laid on by the blessed Spirit of Truth. But her mother was also exercised out joining the church, transferring from another cause. And she told her daughter to go and pray on. It hinders the Lord's work. There is a time, the end of prayer. Wherefore criest thou unto me, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. And you know, it was dear old Auntie Lois Dobell, some of you will remember her. She used to recall, it was 14 years, and that was a long time in those days, before that pool was again open. That cause was marked. Why, the pathway of obedience for a little one. The cause of the church of the living God for a little one. To be brought forth to his praise. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs was hindered. These warnings in his word are not to be lightly skimmed over. Oh, those little ones, precious in his sight. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Now, a little one. We return to the question. Have you been brought there? Have I been brought there? A little one. Their little hands go out. Up to the parent. Their times of need. My dear one spoke to me the other day and noticed there was a young granddaughter, what is she, 8 months or so? And those little arms went out. She'd found granddad. You know, those little ones. Those arms go up. Blessed be his holy name. Have you been brought there, sinner? You've seen something of what you are. The contrast, you see, between a little one and this mighty God. Oh, one holy, 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 they cry continually. Lord God Almighty. Reduced poor Isaiah to the very dust. Woe is me, mine eyes have seen the King. He's a man undone. He's a man of sinful lips. The beginning of the prophecy of Isaiah that laid upon him by the blessed Spirit of truth. It begins with sin. From the crown of the head to the sole of the foot. And they... poor man is full of it. You've been brought to a little one in the sight of this holy God. Brought to know that you are a sinner. Know your great need. No, something of what began the services of this house of prayer this morning with, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. It must be all of grace. Grace, it flows. Grace is that for undeserving sinners. But oh, grace reaches to those down in the gutter. It reaches to those in the lowest place. A little one. You know, then the secret place of the stairs, as the scripture renders it in one place. The shutting of the door of the closet. Confessing it to Jesus. Telling it to Jesus. I may have mentioned it before. You know, Mr. Wood used to often come to us on a Lord's Day afternoon. He'd tell us from time to time of those two girls, young girls in his congregation. Some trouble in the playground. One said to the other, they should go and to a quiet corner and tell it to Jesus. That touched the dear old servant's heart, their pastor's heart, you know. These little ones, telling it to Jesus. Pray on, sinner. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I know he wasn't a child. But oh, the poor wretch, we call the dying thief. We indeed justly receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man. But you know, he was reduced to a little one. Hanging there, helpless, dying in agony, darkness. But oh, he looked to that one. On that cross, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Oh, that's a good prayer for a little one, you know. One of those short, blessed prayers in the Word of God. And oh, how, what a blessed fullness in that reply of the Lord Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less. This day, thou wilt be with me in paradise. Oh, little one, pray on. Little one, the time of love will come. Blessed be his holy name. The hymn writer speaks of it. Not only that, but each shall say for me the time of love. To clearly see it. Oh, little one. You know, there was that. Where Joseph, Jacob, Benjamin, we read of those separate occasions, they came together and they wept. What a bond in love. How, you know, a little one brought to weep. Mighty one was Saul of Tarsus. But the Lord brought him. Behold, he prayed. The Lord brought him to travail for these little ones. In the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, the Lord reduced
mighty warrior against all the truth as it was in Jesus. He raged against the light. But now, my whole dependence on thee fix. A little one, in a moment, twinkling of an eye, but it may be, indeed, here a little, there a little, word upon word, place upon place. But Zion's children shall come, you know, in his time and in his way. Plead for it. Humbly creep in. Blessedly pray for it. But the time's fast going, and I wanted to just look at, I trust led to look at this aspect. To the Lord's honour and glory, we've spoken of Isaiah, how he was reduced to a little one. Woe is me, mine eyes have seen the King. But then we go on those chapters, and we have that wonderful prophecy, word laid upon him to see those centuries, it was some 7 centuries before it came to pass, a rejoicing in it, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be small amongst the cities of Judah, yet out of thee shall come one. And you know, in Isaiah's prophecy, that verse continues, but then there's after, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, a little one. There's a colon. What does a colon mean? You dear children, there's 2 dots, one upon another. It means, in a simple way, that there's something that follows. The sentence isn't finished. And often it's a list that follows. And oh, that opens so wonderfully to dear Isaiah, that there's a government that shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And goes on of the increase of his government, and peace there shall be no end. It's a wonderful prophecy. You've heard it read, but spoken of many times before, but from this little one. Oh, what blessedly opens up. And you know, the Lord, oh, can for a poor weak sinner, a poor, fearful sinner, can blessedly open up the fullness that is in Christ Jesus. More full, oh, than all that you wretchedly are. More full than your, as it were, highest thought. The fullness that resides in Jesus, our head, and ever abides to answer our need. Oh, though thy beginning be small, thy latter end, little one, shall greatly increase.
Blessed, blessed be his holy name. And that gospel day, that for sinners, and the increase of his government, no end. You dear little ones, whoever old, young you may be, whether it's affliction that's brought you down to be a little one, whether it's something in the pathway brought you down, whether it is here a little, there a little, oh, the wonders, redeeming love, the wonders laid up in store. There's that wonderful account in Luke's Gospel of Zacchaeus. He sought to see Jesus. Heard he was coming that way. Sought to see Jesus. Are you there, little one? Would you be found there, little one? But he was small of stature. Little of stature. So he runs and climbs up that tree. Does the Lord just pass by? Does he just get a glimpse of one that passes by below? No. And it's a wonderful thing in the gospel when we read of this one. Oh, this mighty one revealed to Isaiah. The Lord of life and glory stops. Why, there's a little one hidden away. There's a little one I must speak to. There's a little one. Zacchaeus, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down. Today I must abide at thy house. That's the day the Lord has made. And you know, those little ones rejoice in that day that the Lord has made. They have a feast in their soul. They sup with him. Oh, so, these things are precious. These things are real. They murmur. There'll be those against it, you know. The old enemy ever has his agents. And oh, left to ourselves, we're not always under grace. By no means. But what does the Lord say? As Zacchaeus, you see, so much has changed. He's a rich man. Those tax collectors, they were despised. Why? They were agents of the Romans, that conquering power. But also, they made their living, or a good part of it, through corruption, taking more than was Jew, taking it from themselves. Behold, Lord, half the goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything of any man, false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Jesus and Jesus. There's another continuing linking. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. One of those precious ones. Literally a little one. Reduced, you see. Changed totally. Blessed, blessed be his
holy name. It's his, we say it again, to change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. A little one. Oh, do you long to be there? I may have told you a little, our dear old deacon at home died, I think it was 2 years ago now. He's a very humble man, very quiet man for the most part. Could say a shy man, perhaps. You know, we had some precious times in that vestry. And cancer was laid on him, he didn't know it. Beginning of the year, or the end of the year, the last time he gathered with us was a Sunday, can't remember, it was just before Christmas or just after. He died the following July, but, you know, what a favour it was to be with that little one in the vestry. And those writings that he left and recalled to the Lord's honour and glory. He spoke of the time so brought rebellious and raging against the Lord of life and glory. Do it so well to be angry. The question, searching question to Jonah. But the Lord brought him down. And he left and recalled that time. His wife greatly concerned over him. She'd been blessed, praying for a dear one to be blessed. Returned home, and his answer to her was, still a child. It was always precious to him, you know, that he was a little one, still a child. So, it is by these things men live, and in the life of these things is my spirit, saith the Lord. A little one. The Lord knows why this word has been laid on me this morning. The Lord knows. A little one that needs encouragement. There is the command in his word, encourage him. Encourage the poor, far off soul. Encourage the seeking sinner. Encourage the afflicted one. Encourage the lonely one. Oh, read his word through. Okay, it's found in his word. My little children, a little one. There is much encouragement. There is still a throne of grace. There are still answers of peace. There is still the Lord of life and glory. Still all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And oh, not one of those little ones will ever be lost. Blessed be his holy name. Praise him. All creatures here below, praise him above. Yes, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, he came for these little ones.
He suffered for these little ones. He went to and fro in the darkness for these little ones, in the agony of Gethsemane, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He cries in triumph, "It is finished. It is done for these little ones. Blessed be his holy name." And oh, it is to bring them at last to glory with Christ, which is far better, to that morning without cloud, to that eternal rest in Christ Jesus. He brought me through, a little one. Amen.
God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach for us on Tuesday evening. And on Friday evening, there will be a prayer meeting for the church members. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Chapman will preach at 10:30 and 6:30. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Christian Concern. Sunday school this afternoon at Bethany. Our closing hymn is number 215. 215. Free grace to every heaven-born soul will be their constant theme. Long as eternal ages roll, they'll still adore the Lamb. Hymn 215.
Thank you.
O Lord, do hear the prayer we've just sung together. Do wash, cleanse all spoken amiss. But get the honour and glory through thine own sacred word. Help gather, Lord, with the dear Sunday school this afternoon. Gather again at the evening hour, if it be thy most holy will. Feed the sheep and the lambs, blessed Spirit of truth. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.